Blackburn, Warnock and Ossoff are too extreme, they stand with Schumer, Pelosi, and Huck. By Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on November 23, 2020. Let's be clear about something, the media doesn't get to declare who is president. President Donald Trump is our president, but if the media had it their way, he would have never been president in the first place. They did everything they could to undermine his presidency from the moment he was sworn in. The Russia hoax, the impeachment witch hunt, and hundreds of fake news stories. He is entitled to his day in court, and I look forward to the president and his team making the irregularities we've seen across the country in the presidential election public. President Trump is fighting to protect the integrity of our election process to ensure one person, one vote. That's why these Senate elections in Georgia are so important. They're both a clear choice between America and socialism. Because if Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were to gain control of the Senate, America as we know it would change forever. Like Schumer said, now we take Georgia, then we change the world. Now we take Georgia, then we change America. Now, he's fighting for two of the most progressive and radical Democrats I have ever seen. If elected, radical Raphael Warnock and socialist trust fund John Ossoff will stand with Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and fully support their socialist agenda. We cannot allow that to happen. We must hold the line and defend the Republican Senate majority. It's where socialist policies like implementing the Green New Deal, installing government-run health care, defunding the police, cutting the military, repealing your tax cuts and packing the courts go to die. On the one hand, you have Raphael Warnock, a radical's radical. Warnock is a left-wing extremist who supports Marxism. Defunding our police, adding trillions in tax hikes and even hosted Cuban dictator Fidel Castro at his church along with defending Jeremiah Wright's Goddamn America sermon. But even worse, Warnock said, nobody can serve God and the military in America. As someone who proudly represents military members and their families at Fort Campbell, Arnold Air Force Base, and Millington Naval Base, Raphael's radical, anti-American views are disqualifying, and I firmly believe he should withdraw from the race, but I won't hold my breath. On the other hand, you have socialist trust fund John Ossoff who will stand with Chuck Schumer and Huck to change the America we know and love forever. He wants to defund the police, ban all semi-automatic rifles, cut the military and eliminate employer-provided health insurance for millions of Georgians. And what kind of real-world experience does John Ossoff have to help millions of Georgians? None. He has zero real-world experience. He's never created a job. In fact, the only business experience he has is taking money from media companies backed by foreign countries like Communist China and Qatar. Neither Georgia nor the United States can afford Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff becoming senators. We must hold the line. And to do so, we need everyone to get involved either through donating or volunteering. If you are able to chip in $5, $10, $25 or interested in volunteering in Georgia, please visit gabattleground.com. I encourage you all to donate and get involved with these campaigns. Warnock and Ossoff are bankrolled by the coastal elites and Hollywood. They'll follow the socialist agenda 100%. Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, are political outsiders who have spent their lives building businesses. They will continue to fight to preserve the American dream, stand for freedom and protect our God-given rights like the Second Amendment. They are standing with President Trump on the front lines to protect the soul of America. Join me and help support President Trump, Kelly Loeffler, and David Perdue. Our country depends on it. Marsha Blackburn is a United States Senator from Tennessee and a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Elected in 2018, Blackburn is the first woman to serve Tennessee in the U.S. Senate. Read more about her at www.marshablackburn.com.